Well, good morning. It's good to be here with you guys this morning. It is really an honor and a privilege to be able to come and address you guys today here and be able to take and deliver this message to you, Pastor. I very much appreciate the kind words, and thank you for that. And again, it's quite the honor and privilege to be able to come here before you guys today. So as Pastor said, I have spent about 25 years in federal service. During that time, I've had the opportunity to work on quite a few teams. I've also had the opportunity to build quite a few teams. And if you ask me what makes Roy tick, after God and after my family, what gets me through the gate in the morning, despite being sometimes a little bit tough, what gets me through the gate in the morning is the opportunity to be able to take and build leaders and or develop leaders and build teams. That's what makes me tick. So to be able to come here is quite exciting to me. So in those years of building teams, I've had the opportunity to be on very high performing ones and ones we'll say were learning lessons, right? So of course it doesn't always work out just exactly how we had planned, but the fact of the matter is that at least we learned through it, right? Now, during my 25 years down there and being on these individual teams, I've come to learn a couple real key truths, and I'm going to share a couple of those with you right now, because a lot of this presentation is based on that. So number one, if you're on a team, you're also a leader. If you have a family, you're a leader. If you work in a professional realm and you have people that are on your team, you're a leader. Now, you may have different roles and responsibilities within that team, but you're a leader, and you have the opportunity to take and lead up as well as down the chain of command or to your different peers out on your team, right? Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now, there's one thing about being a leader is there is no neutral. You're either being an impact for good or you're going the opposite direction. It's like driving the car, right? You're driving down the highway and you kick that thing in neutral. What are you doing? You're slowing down. And eventually, where are you going to go? You're going to go backwards, right? So there is no neutral in being a leader, all right? So remember those things as we go forward throughout the rest of this morning together, okay? So before we get too deep into teams and team building and being teammates, I want to lay a little foundation with you guys. And it's a theory that I use in my day-to-day life to gauge how I'm doing. And I call it the three-zone theory, okay? So now in this zone, right here, snug and comfortable and centered, I'm kicked back maybe on Sunday morning, watching the football game, got a drink in my hand, a remote in my hand, and I'm surrounded by my family. What zone do you guys think I'm in? My comfort zone, exactly, right? Now, this is actually a good zone to be in at times, right? So your comfort zone is where we can take and we get our rest, we can relax, we have an opportunity for self-reflection. It's the time we take and spend with our families and enjoy ourselves, right? So, not a bad place to be. Problem is, sometimes we get camped out here, okay? So now go back to that vision of you're back on Sunday morning, you're watching the football game after you went to church, of course, right? Right. So, sitting there with your remote in your hand, and your drink in your hand, surrounded by your family, and all of a sudden, somebody takes and kicks in the front door, and they're carrying shotguns, and they're wearing ski masks. Where am I at now? Danger zone. What? I heard it. Fight or flight. I'm in my fight or flight zone, right? So I'm either running or I'm swinging. Those are my two choices, right? I'm either going to go through you or I'm going the other direction. Now, another good zone that we need, and we don't necessarily get to choose to be here, but we do by our choices sometimes. Okay, so it's a good zone, right? It's where you take and you actually respond to emergency. You know, it's what gets you running into action where most people would be running away, right? But this is how we get here in a bad way, and a way we choose to, right? So let's say you had this uncomfortable conversation that you should be having with a fellow brother. right? And you choose not to have it. It's a choice, right? So it's not comfortable. I don't want to do it. And as life progresses and you take in that anxiety builds and the emotion starts getting worse and worse, and all of a sudden, what are you going to go do? I'm going to go give that guy a piece of my mind, right? So you're all up here, you're thinking with the front of your brain, and you're going through them and you're fighting, right? Probably not very conducive to building good relationships. Okay. So again, comfort zone, fight or flight. Now, right in the middle is what I call the sweet spot, right? This is where that the closer you start getting to that fight or flight zone, you can choose to come here and your knees start shaking and you start to be wondering if you're going to make it with whatever it is you chose to go do and get into this zone, right? This is where we grow, we learn. This is where we push ourselves to get to so we're not in our comfort zone. And this is where, honestly, the great things of God happen. This is where the great things that he has expected for us, where he can use us, okay? But if we're going to survive in this zone, what do you think it takes? It takes a team. You cannot function. You can dance in this zone by yourself, but this zone will eat you up if you don't have a team to come help you through it, right? And it's with a team that's supporting you. It's with a team that's taking and strengthening your weaknesses that you're able to function here and go do amazing things. Got it? So over the next half hour, 45 minutes that we got together, what I'd ask you guys to do is trust me. Trust yourselves. Let's take and set aside some of those preconceived notions and maybe some of those mental models that we might have about teams. And let's go forward and kind of challenge our preconceived notions and maybe challenge ourselves and learn something here, okay? So before we get too deep into it, what is a team? Anyone, loud and proud. This is the interpe- Mark. Yeah, period, done, drop the mic, I'm done, right? Exactly. It's a group of people with a common goal. Pretty simple, not a hard concept. But why do we get the vision of a team all wrapped up in our heads in the wrong way? Because when I say, what is a team, what do you usually envision? Huh? Football teams. What else? What was that?
Conflict
sometimes. Yeah. So this is a team, right? The good old Legion of Boom there getting ready to go take, and what are they doing? They're getting pumped up, right? They're ready to go take and help somebody not score points, right? Okay, so definitely, we always envision this as a team, right? Oh, there's a team, right? So every one of them got a mission. They're going to go out and achieve that mission, but also to bring their brothers back, right?
Right.
Maybe another team, right? Got the jump master there, getting them out the door, making sure they get out on time. How about this team? So every man on that hose depends on the other one behind him to do his job so they can go run into a situation that your normal person would run out of, right? Guess what? That's a team too. That's a team too. Look at your table mates. That's a team too. Right? We have a common goal. Because what team are we on? Yeah, we're on Team Jesus, guys. I'm here to tell you. So, because who else had a team?
Jesus,
right? So think about this. Jesus had a team. 12 disciples, right? And guess what? They weren't any different than we are. There was a book I was reading here recently that I'm not going to quote it verbatim, but I think it summarized pretty well really the normality of the disciples. The author said, Not one of them was renowned for scholarship or great intellect. Okay? They had no track record as orators or theologians. In fact, they were outsiders of the religious establishment in Jesus' day. They're not outstanding because of any natural talents or intellectual abilities. On the contrary, I'll get the word out eventually. They were all too prone to mistakes, misstatements, wrong attitudes, lapses of faith, and bitter failure. Kind of sound like somebody you know? I'll raise my hand, right? I've been there. Okay. So think about this for a second. Jesus was the Son of God. He could have functioned in his ministry any way he wanted to, but he chose to surround himself with a group of men, with a team. Why? Why else? Strength in numbers. Right?
Regardless of their lack of abilities, he accepts everybody as they are.
Exactly. Because guess what? We were built for relationships. And Lee, I agree 100%. It was to model it for us. Right? So, the minute we raised our hands and said yes to Jesus, guess what? We joined the team. So if nobody has welcomed you to the team, let me be the first one to do so. All right? So look at your table mates, shake each other's hands, and say, welcome to Team Jesus, because congratulations, you're on the team. Okay. Now I also know we're laughing, we're having a good time, but I also know internally that's really difficult for some people. It's challenging to think that, wait a minute, I'm on Team Jesus, right? Because all of a sudden you get stuck in your head, wait a minute, I'm not a pastor, right? I'm not in charge of Pure Desire Ministries. I don't meet people at the front during the day. Well, I equate it kind of like a football team. So if you think about the Seahawks, right? No, I know. Okay, for Brent, it'll be the Saints. Okay, all right. But you think about a football team, right? And let's say we're talking about the Seahawks for this instance. You have a defensive team, right? You have an offensive team. You have a coaching team. You have special teams. You have a management team. Now, if you ever went to go introduce yourself to one of these people, how would they introduce themselves? I'm from the Seahawks. They might say, hey, hi, I'm the defensive coordinator for the Seahawks, but I'm not the defensive coordinator on the defensive team, on the defensive coaching team on the Seahawks. No, I'm a Seahawk. We're believers. We're Christians. We're part of the team. Okay? So, with that, if we're going to be part of the team, and part of the reason that it's so important that we're part of this team is if we've chosen to be on Team Jesus and we don't surround ourselves with good teammates and we're not a part of the team, guess what? You might choose to go it alone and you'll survive. At the end of the day, congratulations, you'll still be able to fog a mirror. You'll still be vertical and ventilating, okay? But I will promise you, I'm going to step on some toes. If you do not surround yourself with a team and you are not active, you will not thrive. You will not thrive in ministry. You will not thrive in your professional life. If you build a business, you will not thrive. If you want to go out and tackle anything in this world, if you choose to not surround yourself with a good team, you will not thrive. That's challenging for a lot of men, isn't it? Let's be honest, right? I can do it all on my own. I'm good. Don't need to share any of my problems with Brent. Right? So, with that reality, let's look a little bit about picking good teammates, not perfect people. So, one of my main rules, rule number one, is they don't all have to look like you. If they look like you, they act like you, they sound like you, and they smell like you, you don't have a team, you have a bunch of minions. Okay? Diversity on a team is a good thing, okay? It challenges your preconceived notions. It strengthens your weaknesses, right? It's a good thing. So I'll tell you a little story about me. So Roy is, a little confessional time here, right? I am type A, driven, and I'm kind of a, how do I put it? I'm the ready, fire, aim type of person, right? So let's take, and here's the vision, here's the goals, here's the plan to meet those goals, go. So who do you think I surround myself on my team with? At least one. No, not yes man. That's the worst thing that I can do, right? And I've made that mistake. Hence why I've had teams that were learning experiences for Roy, right? Type B. So I call him the contrarian, right? So not the guy that when we were all kids and that that cartoon was, it'll never work, I just know it, we'll never make it, right? Not that guy. But I do need that guy on my team personally, me. I need that guy to take and go, hey, hold on, Roy, let's pump the brakes just a little bit here and let's take a look at the plan, right? Because remember, I'm the ready, fire, aim guy. So he's going to try to help me get that barrel pointed at least in the general right direction before I go jumping headlong in. So going and taking and picking those people to be on your personal team or your professional team who aren't like you is vital. It's vital to your success. Because the reality is if you guys all strengthen each other's weaknesses, it's amazing what you guys can accomplish. Whether it's in professional life, your personal life, whether it's going out and being on a ministry team, okay? And let me tell you, it's not about like. Another kind of a challenging thought, right? Hey, I like to like my teammates. It's good to like my teammates. Hey, I'm here to tell you, it's great if you can. It makes time a lot more enjoyable. I like my teammates who say nice things about me. Feels good, right? I like teammates that I have things in common with. So if I have a teammate that has, who's also a hunter, we can spend hours talking about absolutely nothing that has to do with the team, but we're having a great time, right? But probably not getting much done, are we? Right? Let me tell you who I love. I love the teammate, and Brett, I'm gonna pick on you a little bit here, right? Brett's one of my teammates. He's one of my personal teammates. And you heard Pastor talk about pure desire. So we had gone through a class together where we got to go talk about our stuff, right? And what do you think he does today when he meets me? What do you ask me?
How you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing fine, bro.
How's the struggle? And I look at you and I'm like, how you really doing?
Yeah, how's the struggle? You know what? It's going great. Now what about that other thing?
Uh-huh.
To which I got to go, ow, not so good. But does he leave me there? What do you do?
Try to build you up. Try to give you some encouragement and also just talk to you about it and see how we can work through that.
So he loves me enough to ask the hard questions. Those are the teammates I love. Those are the teammates I respect. Those are the teammates that I want on my team. Those teammates that when I need help at 2 o'clock in the morning, not only gonna pick up the phone, they're getting their clothes on. They're coming to me. So it's not about like, because believe me, I always love him. I don't always like him. True statement. Now, just as important as picking who should be on your team, sometimes it's important to pick who's not on the team. So back to my example about my type A personality and the contrarian, right? So if the person is a contrarian that is constantly, it'll never work, I just know it, we're gonna die, right? No. So for a while, I'm going to do everything I can to make them part of the team. But I'll tell you what, if we can't come to some type of agreement, they got to go. If at the end of the day, that teammate is pulling the team down and bringing them back the opposite direction, there is, I promise you, another team that they're probably a much better fit for, but they shouldn't be on yours because they're going to be a cancer. It's harsh, but that's the fact of the matter. That doesn't mean you hate them. It doesn't mean you don't pray for them. It doesn't mean you don't support them, but you got to be careful. And they definitely shouldn't be on your inner team. Right? So now that we're talking about picking good teammates, let's talk about being a good teammate. Now, I keep this pretty simple because if it gets too complicated, I get confused and I can't keep up, right? So it's okay to expect your teammates to give the best they have. So if somebody's on my team, on my personal team, on my professional team, on my business team for my business, I expect the best they have for the day. Now, I understand that that's going to vary depending on what they have going on in life. But if you're going to be on my team, I'm going to expect the best out of you. I also expect you to expect the best out of me. But I have a personal rule that I'll never expect more effort than what you're willing to give. So if you're not committed 100% to that team, do not expect 100% out of your teammates. It doesn't work that way, right? Especially if your position happens to be the leader, right? I'm the coach. I would never expect more out of my team and my teammates than what I'm willing to give in effort. How dare I ask for 100% when I'm coasting in at 50? Okay? All right. So once you've taken the time to take and assemble this team together and working hard to pick the right people and not minions, go ahead and learn how to love those people that challenge you and sometimes ask you the hard questions. There's really three key things to be effective as a team. Number one is trust. Now, trust is a little interesting concept, isn't it? What do you guys think of when I say trust?
Trust is only built over time.
It's no shortcuts. It's experiential, right? What else?
All in.
You're all in.
Once it's lost, it's hard to regain.
Once it's lost, it's hard to regain. That's a key fact that we're going to get to in just a second. What else? Gives me an opportunity to drink something here. Yeah. Trust is two ways too, right? Kind of like communication that we'll talk about here in a minute. So trust is experiential and relational. It takes time. It takes openness. It takes communication that we'll talk about next. But it also takes grace. Because guess what we're picking, right? What are we picking? Good teammates, not perfect people. And none of us are perfect. We're all going to fall short. There will be a time, if you're on a team long enough, there'll be some violation of the trust. It does happen. That's where grace comes in.
Communication is confidential.
That's right. But that's where grace comes in. Now, again, we got to go back to that other rule, who shouldn't be on your team, right? If you do have that same person who continually violates it, you might have to go back and rethink that relationship, okay? Communication, open, honest, and respectful. Why is it, men, we are the first ones to shoot our wounded? Think about that for a second. We have a brother that decides to be open and honest with us. We got to be careful. That's the time to do what we were talking about earlier, right? But my brother's never shot me. In fact, he's sitting there trying to put pressure on the wounds and help me take and survive the situation. So open, honest, respectful, okay? In my family, we call it brutal honesty with love, right? Just because you can say it doesn't mean you should. So think about it before it comes out of your mouth, but make sure that it's honest, open, and respectful. Okay, it needs to be two ways. Have you guys ever heard the statement, you know, God created us with one mouth and two ears so we can listen twice as much as we talk? So, but listening's more than that, right? So listening's a heart thing. So not only do I listen, but I listen with an open mind, listen to the what might be conflict, or listen to the things that I don't like to hear, but let them come in here. Keep my brain open, not so open that, you know, my mind open, not so open that my brain falls out, right? But be willing to take it in and really go, wow, I'm going to pick on Lee a little bit, right? Lee's another man that's on my personal team. Wow, Lee, that hurt. But you know what? You're right. And I do need to change, or I need to do this, or, okay? But then also, you can have the first two. They're worthless without action. If you got a team that's not taking action, you just have a nice group, right? Just sitting around, and there's nothing wrong with having a dinner together and enjoying each other's company. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if you want to be a team, if you want to go heal relationships, if you want to heal families, if you want to go do the great things that God has intended for us, you have to be on that team and you have to take action. Sometimes it's okay to go ready, fire, aim. It's okay. Okay. I think it was Pastor Steve that told me one time. He goes, you know, a sailboat can't get its direction without any wind in its sails, right? Can't steer with no wind in its sails. So take action. All right. So I actually take and, I actually have a group of men this morning who have been gracious enough to come help me. So would my teammates come up? And I want to give you guys a little bit of a visual reinforcement of kind of some of the key things that we've talked about this morning. So first off, give my team a warm round of applause for volunteering. There you go. Congratulations, gentlemen. Thank you very much. So it's not going to work. Don't worry. You guys will end up having your back to the audience. You got it? See, they're already bonding, right? They're already having the brutal conversations. Hey, you need to stand here. Okay. So welcome to Jesus, gentlemen. So go ahead and grab hold of Jesus here. Now, this is a nice group. Now, what I'd like you gentlemen to do is, what do we have here? Do we have a team? Not yet. Exactly. Not yet. So gentlemen, what I'd like you to do is don't lean back yet. Just put your arms about shoulder height. Okay. I want your feet about shoulder width apart, right? And just go ahead and do a couple squats for me, right? Individually. Oh, listen to those knees. Oh, I'm glad I'm not doing that. Okay. Okay. So one more time, gentlemen. One more time for me. Do we have a team? I love that sound. Do we have a team? Do we? I think we have a group. But I don't think... Yeah, synchronized squatting, right? So is there some communication going on? Yeah, you bet through those knees, right? Okay. Where's the trust? So now what I'd like you gentlemen to do is go ahead and arm straight out, make the rope taut. Now take half a step. Now don't lean back yet. Don't lean back yet. Now I want you to take just half a step in. There you go. Now what I want you to do, now remember, you guys are leaders, right? So there's no neutral. You're either all in or you're all out. So lean back on Jesus and trust each other. Now, do I have a team? I have a team who's trusting in Jesus. They're trusting each other. They're communicating. Wait a minute, Roy, I'm not hearing any words. You think there's some communication going on? What do you think's going on? Yeah, dear Lord, don't let one of them go, right? Or it's, Lord, I hope Roy knows how to tie a knot, right? So gentlemen, I just want you to put your minds at ease. So God and I have talked a lot about this, and so I have a word picture no matter which way it goes. So whether you're gloriously successful or you fail miserably, don't worry, God's got us covered. Okay, so now what I'd like you gentlemen to do is just do that same squat. Awesome. All right, still love those knees, right? One more time for me. So, now isn't that easier on your team? Do I have a team? I have trust. We have communication. So now, gentlemen, what I'd like you to do is, this time, when you go down, I want you to go down and don't let go of the webbing, because you'll have the fun of watching your brothers tumble. What I'd like you to do is go all the way to the seated position and hold onto the rope. All the way down. And then bring yourselves all the way up. And all the way down. Doesn't have to look pretty, right? All the way up. All the way up. All the way down. Again, it doesn't have to look pretty, right? All the way up. Now, do I have a team? Now I have a team that's not only functioning as a team, but they're doing something that they physically could not do on their own. Thank you, gentlemen. Give them a round of applause. So what did it take for them to be successful?
Trust.
Trust. What else did it take?
Cooperation.
It took communication. What else did it take?
Coach.
Took a coach. It helps. You're welcome. It takes a leader. What?
Strength.
Took strength. It took trust. It took unity. You know what else it took? It took action. It took that step into the growth zone. And you guys needed Jesus, right? Were your knees shaking a little bit when I asked you to do that? Yeah. They're playing tough, right? Yeah. Were you a little nervous? I was pushing you into the growth zone a little bit there, right? But the fact of the matter is none of them individually could have accomplished what they accomplished without their teammates, without the communication, without the trust. And here's the really cool thing. If we would have taken, what do you think would have happened if I would have taken somebody else and introduced them to an already highly functioning team? They would have gotten taken care of. I guarantee you, especially with the men that I selected to come help me, they would have gotten a warm welcome. They would have been helped with anything that they needed, and they would have been right on that team performing at the same level of them as them very quickly. So gentlemen, as I start to bring our time to a close here, I got to tell you, I'm going to share from my heart this morning. I truly believe with all my heart that if we don't surround ourselves with a good team, we won't thrive. And I want nothing more than for each and every one of you to be successful, not only in your family lives, in your business lives, but also in your spiritual lives. I want nothing more than for you guys to take and have healing and growth. And that takes action. That takes a team. That takes stepping forward in faith, surrounding yourself with men, and going forward and trusting. I was reminded, unfortunately, last night, just how quickly we don't necessarily get another opportunity. I actually lost a teammate last night, so this is really hard for me this morning. But the fact of the matter is, at 52 years old, he passed away from a massive heart attack last night. We don't know when, and we don't know where. So men, I'm here to tell you, it's time to get out of the comfort zone. It's okay to be there on occasion, but too many of us are camped there, myself included. Okay? I'm talking to you just as much as I am myself. Let's take that step forward in faith. Because this, right here, surrounded by men who are part of our team, this right here is where families are healed, where pornography addictions are overcome, any alcohol addictions are overcome. It's right here with a team surrounded, stepping forth, trusting in God, trusting each other, and stepping forward and taking action. This is where it's at, gentlemen. This is where it's at. And again, we need to get out of that comfort zone. So, I want to challenge each and every one of you. Take that step. If you don't have men that are surrounded with you right now, reach out to one, shake their hand, and start building that team. Because guess what? You might survive this life. At the end of it, you may still be able to fog a mirror. Congratulations. But you will not thrive. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for your word and our time together, Lord. Father, I pray that this message would be heard. And not only heard, Lord, that the hearing is a heart thing. That we take this in, Lord, and that it actually moves us to action. Because far too often we do these things, and at the end of the day, it feels great. And at last, the minute we get out the door. Father, I pray that this message would just have a continued impact with each and every one of us, Lord. And again, Lord, I'm praying and I'm talking to myself just as much as I am any other man here. I thank you for this moment. I thank you for these men. And I just pray that you would take and guide and uplift the conversations that happen around the tables this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Roy. You can tell, obviously, in the midst of his own personal struggle and loss, still he comes. That says something. That's a big deal. So thank you. We're going to be praying for you. So now what becomes very important is, and I think what Roy in the end is trying to say of how this is real life. This isn't just a nice idea. So now the application, you know, how do we make this work? So around your tables, we're going to give you a chance to share some of your thoughts and have a little bit of a discussion. Got to start someplace. This is a good place to start. I think that, you know, being a part of a team, especially in a church setting, is different. I've been a part of military teams and work teams and all kinds of teams. This is a unique setting, and here's a chance to do something, I believe, very unique and different. So we have these discussions, questions. Says, we are built for relationship and to be surrounded with a diverse group of teammates. Diversity is important. So there's some questions there you're going to get into and talk about. And as the team leader for each table goes through this, we want to get through all three of these questions. So I'm going to ask you to be careful because sometimes you get stuck. And so let's make sure, because the next part is, okay, a review of the three keys to effective team trust, communication, action, and then some questions there, practical questions. So, you know, what do you struggle with and why? So again, a little openness here. And you can be open and still be safe. You know, this is not, we have this rule here, you don't need to commit Harry Carey emotionally here. You know, we want you to feel comfortable in sharing, but it's important to share. Nothing's going to happen if we don't open up a little bit. And the last one is, I love that three zone theory. That was really good. And the one question is, we get it, so what's holding you back? You know, why not? All right, let you go to have some good discussion here. Go ahead.